Question, favorite dessert? Answer, ice cream on top of a hot apple pie. How do you maintain your beard? Shampoo, scented oils, and a comb. Have you ever fallen in love? The day I embraced Islam. These are the questions posed to an alleged ISIS recruiter on Ask.fm, a site that's popular among teens. Approachable to the curious, accessible to the masses, his tagline, I'm just like you. CNN cannot independently verify the man's identity, but terrorism analyst Mubin Sheikh confirmed this man is likely an ISIS recruiter based on his social media presence.
He's a recruiter who is putting himself out there to some kid who just might be trawling, looking to see if he can cash in also on this little jihadi adventure that they all think they're on.
Sheikh would know. He's a former recruiter for the Taliban, who later defected to work with Canadian intelligence. Over the last few years, he's been tracking ISIS tactics on Western social networks from a variety of recruiters, collecting Instagram pictures like this one before it was removed. It likened the ISIS fight to the video game Call of Duty. Propaganda posters full of heavy arms. Tweets telling readers to put down the chicken wings and come to jihad, bro. Posts that make them look like average guys playing Xbox. Pictures of what they ate for dinner. On Ask.fm, curious readers inquire about ISIS married life. Do they own a house or get paid? Answer, they're paid $700 per wife. Another asks if he could join, even if he doesn't speak Arabic. In some of those answers, you'll see a Kick username, encouraging users to message on a private app. As the process continues, some users are directed to more secure sites, like this password-protected jihadi web forum. In a statement to CNN, AskFM says it's focused on being able to understand and catch specific threats. The company says it's been removing profiles aimed at recruiting young people. Instagram says they don't allow terrorist groups like ISIS to promote their causes on the site. But Sheikh, who's been monitoring the activities for 2 years, says the Western world is playing catch-up.